USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is looking for ways to limit the economic impact of President Trump shutting down the U.S.-Mexico border. That's at least according to Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council. Kudlow says at this point in time, all options are open.
One area we've explored is to try to keep the freight lanes open, the truck lanes. If you ask me the mechanics of it, I'm not the guy. But that is possible, and, you know, that would help the supply chain issues.
The chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee sent a letter to the IRS asking for President Trump's tax returns from 2013 to 2018. The president reacts to the letter.
But until such time as I'm not under audit, I would not be inclined to do that. Thank you.
Hollywood stars Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin were in a Boston courtroom today. The feds say the two are just among many that are believed to be in a college admission cheating scandal. This is USA Radio News.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Former Vice President Joe Biden released a video in which he acknowledged that social norms are changing and pledged to change his behavior after multiple women accused him of overly familiar physical contact.
The boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset, and I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it, and I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility.
High cholesterol concerns? They're not just for grown-ups anymore. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is now recommending children between the ages of 9 and 11 start to be screened for high cholesterol. Doctors say it's best to screen early due to the growing epidemic of obesity, and they're recommending that children be tested, especially if their parents or grandparents have suffered from a heart attack or a stroke. Some parents say they've been shocked to learn that their 9 and 10-year-old children have high cholesterol levels, so much so that they need medication.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
McDonald's recently announced it would stop lobbying against minimum wage increases at the federal, state, and local levels. This has many people shocked, including Butch Shumali, who owns restaurants in New York City, and now in New York the minimum wage is $15 an hour. He talks about what he's had to do since the beginning of the year when this bill was passed into law in New York City.
It became a very big challenge now. We have to figure out ways not to reduce staff, but we don't want to raise prices that hurt the customer. So ultimately you lose jobs and people lose their hours on their paycheck, and it became very costly to us.
And it means your waiters are also bussing tables and probably preparing
sure.
food?
You know, before you'd have different layers of to get food to the table, you'd have a expediter, a
right.
food runner, a busser, a wait staff. Now it just goes the wait staff to the table. So three people lose hours, and that's no good.
And his initial reaction to the minimum wage bill?
Well, we had to figure right away how we're going to make this money back. So we cut down anything that was minimal, like a little concession that sells hot dogs or soda.
Just you had to shut those down.
How much more can you charge for those
items?
So they're closed. They're done. Those people lose jobs. Younger children that come out of high school and college, we're not going to hire them because we can't. We can't afford to have them there. And how much more can you charge for basic food? You know, people go out and spend $100 years ago, it was a lot of money. $100 doesn't mean anything anymore.
Shumali predicts that you'll be seeing a lot more of the automated fast food restaurants where you, in essence, order from a kiosk and then are served your meal from one person as opposed to someone taking your order. You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.